This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hello, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I'm here with Nate. Danielle.
Hello.
There's Scary.
What up?
There's Scotty B.
Hi.
Gandhi's missing. Yeah, and our special guest, Kimberly Kim is here.
Hi.
Look what she made for me. Oh, my God.
It's so cool.
Love it.
She could be charging for that, but she's just giving it away. Or maybe she is
charging. No, she does charge on her website.
It's kind of rude to say a woman's just giving it away.
That's a gift.
I'll give it away.
Look at her. She's just giving it away.
Just giving it away.
Well, anyway, so let's ask Kim. Kim was at the old studio, but when she walked in, we asked her what she thought of this studio. She's like, eh. I mean, what? What's wrong?
It's, just, it's sterile. Like, there's no fingle dangle. There's no razzle dazzle.
Yeah. So, they don't allow razzle dazzle above 14th Street.
Yeah. Y'all need a little bit of razzle dazzle.
Yeah. We miss the razzle dazzle district.
I mean, I feel like we're going to grow into the place. I mean, we're just.
Yeah.
Your mic's not on Scary.
I'll just hit that.
I don't know how to run that. Green. There's all these buttons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look who decided to show up for the podcast.
Yeah. Now, can you hear me? You good? Yeah. I said we're going to grow. I think we're going to grow into the place. It's only been a week, so I feel like as time goes on,
they don't allow razzle dazzle. You know, we have rules. I mean, they do. They have a style guide for what you can and cannot have on your desk here. Downtown, you could have a dead body splayed across your desk.
I brought in some flair today. Let's see how long it lasts.
Where is it?
On my desk.
Some razzle dazzle.
Some razzle dazzle.
Oh, don't tell people. Just leave it.
Can you take Deanna to go
see what happens?
Yeah, don't touch my little globe. Don't anyone touch it.
You want to go show the world your razzle dazzle?
Sure.
You want to run down there real quick?
Let's go.
We'll wait here.
Okay.
Do we keep talking?
I don't think so.
You know, we should make it where we can see what's coming into your camera here.
So, yeah, we should. We could.
Can we work on that?
This is feeding live. Yeah.
All right, go look at the razzle dazzle. Hurry.
Come
on, you only have
come see my razzle dazzle. So first of all, we have to walk a really long way to get there. At least it seems really long where it wasn't before. I'm uncomfortable with the camera behind me. Can it be in front of me?
I can do both backwards.
Okay, so we're going, and then we're going this way, and now this way. Okay, so this apparently is what your desk is supposed to look like. Completely empty, black and white, boo, boring. But when you come over here, we have things. So I have my rock that someone made me with Baby Yoda, and I love it. My hat from the Ohio State University, where I graduated from. I have a Creed t-shirt, because I love The Office and Creed specifically. Apparently people here think I'm like Creed. Terrible. And then here,
We have my little globe. It says, take on the world. My mommy got it for me, and I love it. And then we have Neil deGrasse Tyson and myself. My pens. By the way, who did this? Do you see that? Idiot. That's what I call everyone, and then apparently I got labeled that. And then this amazing piece of artwork from Tattoo Bob. It's strikingly uncanny. So that's what's on my desk right now. We'll see how long it lasts. All right, do we go back to the studio now?
Yeah.
Do we have to like talk the whole way or can we just cut it?
No, we can cut it.
look what's happening here though. Scotty B, slowly making his mark. People are moving in. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before we were like, make this place feel like it's lived in.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. And away we go.
Okay.
Yeah, let him know that.
You need to like get rid of that audio.
No, bad. She's not going to use that audio. You missed the conversation we were having in here.
What happened in here?
Well, so you guys went down to take a tour of your flair.
Yes.
And so we had a conversation, and Nate says out loud, what are we going to do now? Just sit here and pull our PUD?
Again with the PUD?
And then Kimberly Kim says, what's a PUD? I went, what a dumb word.
Well, that's what we were basically doing, because you're not going to use that audio, right? So we're just left here
pulling her PUD.
Oh, wait a second.
She could use the audio, though, if she wanted to, right?
Yeah.
But wait, I got it. For people listening, Garrett might use it for the audio portion because there is no visuals on there. So there are no visuals,
because all these cameras are running.
No, but if you're listening to the podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts, you may be listening to the PUD conversation. It's almost like a split feed. You almost have to watch it and listen to it, and you get two different takes, different angles.
It's like choose your own ending.
Kaleidoscope.
It's like Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. And God, you missed the part where Scotty told us he used to go to sleepaway camp and get turned on by Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
Oh, under the covers with the flashlight. Yeah,
under the cover, he's touching himself.
I didn't touch myself. I just watched it grow.
You touched that guy. What's his name?
No.
Mikey Russo. Mikey Russo.
Kim. Diddle.
He used to diddle the boy across the street, Michael.
Would you stop it?
No, is that true, though?
There wasn't diddling. No. They just played with each other's balls.
Listening to Dr. Ruth.
Didn't we all do something like that when we were eight?
I still
do. Whoa, come out. Didn't we all do what?
Play
with the neighbor's balls?
No, have measuring sessions. I talked about this.
Yeah, we used to measure our vaginas.
Yeah. All the
time. All right, Scary. How did your measuring session go? Like, did everybody measure theirs, or did you put them next to each other to see whose was longer?
No, it was all encouraged. I don't know. They were kids.
Was
we
it
were
like
kids.
Going to grandma's house and you like mark it on the wall?
Except you use like a table.
This is the dumbest conversation ever. I'm so embarrassed, Kim. You have to listen to this stupid conversation.
It's your birthday, little Scary. You know what that means.
Time to measure you.
Put your balls against the table and make sure you're up there tight. Make a little.
Can we talk about something wholesome?
No.
Where we go?
Anyway, where were we?
Hey, did you see that story that picking your nose can cause Alzheimer's?
Yeah, we talked about this on the show.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, picking your nose and don't pull nose hairs.
Right.
What?
I do that all the time.
It
leaves a hole in your nose and the germs are going to get it. Your nose is supposed to be a filter for all the things that can kill you.
So what are you supposed to do with those nose hairs?
What?
What are you supposed to do with them?
You can clip them. Do not pull them out by the root because it leaves a hole in your nose and disease can get
in. Oh, I do that all the time. I'm in trouble.
Scissors. No, don't do that.
Well, but if I'm sitting here right now, there's one hanging out. I just go doink. I don't have a scissor.
Nice knowing you.
I know. Doink. You're gonna die now.
So
Scotty.
Basically, don't use nose hair trimmers because
that's not what we said. Yes, you should.
Oh, because they trim.
You shouldn't pull them out.
Yeah, pluck. Yeah, they cut.
You
the
don't
hair.
Want to rip it from the root.
This is a boring conversation as well. Back to pulling puds.
Speaking of hair, I will say one place, Scotty B.
What
you need to start trimming your hair?
Where
is your butt crack?
How do you know?
Okay, hold on. How do you know that?
Did you not see this today?
No.
Is that why you pulled a hair out of your mouth earlier?
I'm glad we got the wholesome thing.
Wait, how do you know his butt crack?
Because
has hair?
I walked out of the studio and Scotty's trying to get toner or paper into the printer, and he's bent over, and it was full plumber smile.
Well, I mean, my jeans just keep getting looser and looser. I can't help it.
And so all I saw was that vertical smile and a lot of hair coming out of there.
Every once in a while, while I'm doing the front, I'll reach around with the razor and hit the back, but I can't see.
Go get the camera on that.
Why are you? He's the one people.
How much hair
are we talking? Like a caterpillar in your crack?
No,
like
I don't think it's bad.
Sporadic.
Hold on, let me bend over and fix this chair.
This is not safe for work. NSFW.
Well, we're at work.
Puke. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Why do I have to watch it?
How bad was it, Deanna?
How bad is it?
It's not bad.
Have you seen worse?
Yeah.
Oh. I have a feeling Nate has an extremely hairy butt crack.
I do. I've actually said it. I can't grow it on many parts of my body, but my ass is like the rainforest.
So why are you giving me shit?
So is that
this is the worst podcast ever.
I will not ask my follow-up question then.
I mean, I
shave.
You don't keep it well groomed?
I groom it.
Because I know I know someone you guys know. I'm not going to say the name, but if he pulls his pants down, it looks like Don King's head.
Like hair.
Really? Bush. Sure, it's not a merkin?
So when I was in the hospital that time and I couldn't groom for like 3 weeks, I was also on steroids, which make your hair grow like crazy.
Really?
And when I finally got home, I'm like, I need a weed whacker back there.
This is the grossest
conversation.
That's
crazy.
Why do we wait until we have a guest to be our grossest?
Hey,
I think we've been worse lately.
I'm Mediterranean.
Hold on. What was your follow-up question?
Am I allowed to ask it?
Yes.
Was there a dingleberry problem?
I'm just kidding.
You asked her to ask. That's not Gandhi's fault, really.
When I did,
you all thought
right
it.
Before I trimmed, there was potential. There was potential.
Oh my
So I just got in the shower and just...
The worst of all the berries.
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. Elvis is done. He's done with us. He's done with the show.
Dingleberry sounds like it would be delicious, but...
Oh, God.
He hates us so much right now.
Has anybody ever actually tried a boysenberry?
Yes.
They're very elusive.
You know what? I want to try a huckleberry. Where do you get a huckleberry?
In a pie.
I've never had a huckleberry. I don't know. This is the most boring, sick, stupid conversation. Can we just call it a Monday and end it now?
Sure, we can do that.
Do you mind if we end this now? Everyone say goodbye. And
bye.
Thank you, Kimberly. Kim,
thanks for coming.
She hasn't said anything.
Bye.
I don't need to. I'm good.
I'm so sorry you sat through this crap.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.